But you also got to feel like you're playing pretty well, too, right?
Yeah.
What is, McLean always talks about not being a middle linebacker or a strong side, just being a linebacker. Has that, you came in here just as a strong side guy. Is that, have you absorbed that at all, about how to move from position to position?
Almost definitely. I've moved around a lot in my career, and I've moved around, and done some different things already this year since I've been here. So, I think that's a good testament to how he is and how I am also, and just, whatever the coaches need me to do, I'm, more than willing to do, and I feel like, I'm smart enough and versatile enough to where I can do different things.
What's the most important thing you think you've learned this year as a first-year player in the league?
Just how to be consistent in this league. It's the little details that count. And, understanding what to do and staying in the playbook is essential so you can go out there and play fast on Sundays.
What was the hardest adjustment from college?
The mental aspect, in the sense of when you're in college, you don't have as much time as you do in the NFL to study and different things. So, I had to get under the wings of some of the vets and really learn how they break down different film and how they view things, and that's helped a lot.
I was just going to ask, that's helped a lot. Yeah. In what way? How
has
it helped?
You can recognize different things and understand what offenses are doing, pick up tendencies of different players and how they run things. So, it helps.
How much can you use the next 2 weeks as, say, a stepping stone for next year, to prove yourself a little bit more? Hey, I could play in this league. I'm a producer in this league, and I belong, and I should stay.
My focus is just helping my team win this Sunday. I want to do everything I can to help my team win this Sunday, and I'm going to go out there and compete, and hopefully we get the win.
Thanks.
That you guys, clearly not the season you wanted to have, but there is no finger pointing. You guys all point the finger at yourselves. Mm-hmm. What is so special, and where does that come from about this locker room, that it's all for one?
I think it's just a testament to the guys, that they brought in this year, and it's been a rough year, not what we expected, but we keep fighting and we stick together, and we're a close group that's stuck together in hard times, and I think it's starting to show.
Where does that come from?
Just the relationships we've built, and Coach Coughlin's coaching and what he represents, and we all bought into that.
For you and your role on this team, how have you seen it change? Have you noticed your growth? Everyone else has talked about your growth. Mm-hmm. Have you seen different things in yourself over the course of the last month?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm trying to progress every week, like I said, and that's something, I'm trying to get better at everything and all the little details, and I'm nowhere near as polished as I want to be and as good as I want to be, and I want to continue to get better these next two games and have a really good offseason and go on.
You talk details. When you break it down to details, do you go into a practice, a game, looking at, all right, well, these are the things that you compartmentalize the idea of, these are where I want to get better with what I'm doing this week?
Yeah, I'm always looking at myself and what I need to improve on and what I need to do every week to be the best I can be, and that's something that's continual for me.
Because Coach Fuel mentioned yesterday the idea that, when they say things to you before practice about what you need to work on, you'll come to them after practice and say, you're right, I messed that up twice, and that's what I need to get better. Right. Any examples of that?
No examples specifically. That, things like that happen all the time, and I'm eager to get better. I want to be the best player I can be, and that's something that's never going to stop for me. I want to continue to improve and working to do that.